It is an honor to be joined now by, I like to call him the King of Queens. Kevin James has nothing on my pal, the Hall of Famer, Mike Smith. Mike, it's Anthony Stabile and Anthony Affronti. Thanks for taking some time to talk Breeders' Cup here on Express Bet Radio.
Well, I love that, Tony. I love that, man. That was nice. King of Queens.
You're the King of Queens, man.
That's it.
You're the King of Queens. Five Breeders' Cup distaff wins in an illustrious Hall of Fame career. It started in 1995 with inside information right here at Belmont Park. 2 years later, Agena got the money for Hall of Famer Bill Mott. 2002, the great Azari for Laura De Saru. In 08, the one and only Zenyatta for John Sheriffs, and once again for Bill Mott back in 2012 aboard Royal Delta. Of course, Chuck McGee trained the first one, inside information, back in 95. 22 wins overall, Mike, $28.9 million in earnings on our biggest stage. Just talk a little bit about it, what it's like to be at the top of that heap when it comes Breeders' Cup time.
Wow, to hear it come from you is kind of a bit overwhelming, to be honest with you. So I try not to think about it, to be honest with you, Anthony. Maybe one day when I retire, I'll think more about it and you can maybe speak about it more. But it's very proud of what I've accomplished in my career, especially in Breeders' Cups. For some odd reason, then, whatever it is, that day brings out the best in me. I hope it continues. You know, I'm not going to argue with why or what, when or where, but it just seems to happen every time it's Breeders' Cup time. So hopefully it continues to happen.
And it seems like the last few years you've hinted at retirement and something's kept you here, and namely the last year and a half or so, it's been this filly. She takes on the older fillies for the first time. What's it been like, this journey this year, just to get aboard Songbird seven times already?
Man, just so blessed, man. I can't tell you what it is to be able to get an opportunity to ride a filly like that. Whether you're 20 years old or you're 50 years old, you know, at my age right now, they're once in a lifetime, these kind of horses. And I've been blessed with more than one. In a lifetime, and why, like I said before, I really don't know, but whatever it is, it's keeping me around, and she's certainly keeping me around, and I know that.
You've won five distaffs, looking for number six. She's run in Saratoga and down at Parks in her last three races. She's shipped to Keeneland. It's never seemed to be a problem. She's going back home, Mike, and she's going to run out of her stall for the first time in a very long time. Do you think we see the best of Songbird at home, or do the road games not bother her at all?
The road games don't bother her at all. I will say that I think that I guess if I was going to have to pick, say I had to pick one racetrack that I wanted her to run at for one last time, I would probably have to say Santa Anita, to be honest with you. I think she gets over it the best. I thought she got over Saratoga okay. I thought she struggled with it just a bit, but in doing so, she was still very dominant. I thought she handled the Parks unbelievable last time out. She was cool, calm, and collected, and really ran well over that racetrack, but I think numbers-wise, if you look at the numbers, I would have to say it, and I don't know this for a fact, but I would have to say her numbers are probably better at Santa Anita. And the way, if there's any indication on the way she's training right now over this racetrack, I would have to say we're looking for probably her best effort, you know, coming up. She's training unbelievable.
Wait, Mike, hasn't anybody told you she's not very fast? all the speed figure guys say she's not very fast, Mike. I don't know what you're talking about. Her best figure, she's not very fast.
She probably her numbers. I don't know what her numbers are some of these times. But you know, we don't get good numbers out for here in California for some reason. It just seems like whenever we go back east, our California horses all of a sudden get a buyer number that just jumps out of the chart. as Arrowgate. I mean, you look at his numbers before he left California. All of a sudden, he goes to the East Coast, and the number, bam, jumps off the chart. He runs a 22. I don't know if it's because our racetracks are so fast and everyone runs fast. So it just doesn't – we don't get a number that is probably actually true to form. And I thought that really in Zenyatta's career, her numbers are – she'd always get a buyer of a 98 or maybe 100 once in a while, this and that. I mean, which I guarantee if she ran, back east, half those times, she would have gotten the 115s, 120s, quite a few times actually. But it's just kind of the way it works out.
Exclusively against two-year-olds last year, obviously exclusively against three-year-olds this year. She takes on the older fillies and mares for the first time, and she takes on, we're joking with you, the king of queens. She's taking on the queen bee on Friday, November 4th in Beholder. Stellar Wind has had a very good summer, trying to knock Beholder off of that top perch out in California. Is she ready for the task?
Without a doubt. I mean, Jerry Hollendorfer and his crew have done a tremendous job with this filly. I mean, they have her so good, so ready. She believes that she's an older, she's an older mare right now, or so she acts like it. I mean, she doesn't have that temperament of a, young green kind of filly. I mean, she's literally, she walks up to the racetrack, stands, and looks over the racetrack like it's hers, So she's ready for all this.
When you talked earlier about one racetrack for one race, and it would be Santa Anita, in two of her last three, you've experimented, if you will, with taking her off the pace a little bit, and she seemed to take pretty kindly to it. Do you have a different mindset going into a race like this where it looks like you're going to be able to use your best weapon, that speed, and maybe going back home? Do you go in with a different mindset, or do you go in the same way as you went into the last two, where you wait to see how it's going to unfold in the early going?
I would like to say it's somewhat of a different mindset, but all in all, Anthony, I have to be honest with you, man. They're all so important to me, each and every race, and especially as the win category keeps adding up. You take every race and you take it as serious as you could possibly take a race, and then I wouldn't say I'm going to do anything different going into this race, but the one thing that I am willing to do, I think, going into this race is be aggressive, extremely aggressive. I think she's ready for it, going to hold no punches. She's going to run fast early, and hopefully she runs fast late. And you just have to be good enough to pass her. That's pretty much it. But I'm not going to go into the race and think, well, I can lay second if this guy decides to sin. You want to sin, you sin, buddy. We're going to go fast. And that's just kind of what I got in mind with her, because she's so ready for this and she likes doing it. So I see no problem with it. I think that if I did anything different, that I'd be taking away from her weapon.
We're talking with Hall of Famer.
And that's having a high cruising speed and be able to throw numbers at you and still run,
Right. We're talking with Hall of Famer Mike Smith about the Breeders' Cup and the one and only Songbird. How good is she, Mike? I mean, there's no other ways to really say it. How good do you think this filly is?
I try not to think about it, Anthony. Honestly, I swear to you, I try not to think about it. Everyone wants to compare her to Zenyatta or to Zeri or Inside Information, which I compared her to actually in the very beginning, because Inside Information had that same kind of high cruising speed. And I actually compare her a lot to Rachel Alexander, to be honest with you. She looks a lot like her. She's by the same sire. They both have that high cruising speed, and they're able to just dominate some of the best fillies in the country. But with her, I just try not to think about it till it's all said and done. I honestly didn't appreciate Zenyatta till it was over. And when it was over, man, I mean, then you realize what you've lost and how great they truly were. But I had a job to do, and if I got caught up in how good they are or how good I think they are, then you know, maybe I would, I don't know, maybe I wouldn't take, you know, this race or some race a little more serious than other races. Therefore, I'd rather just go in thinking I can get beat at all times, at any time, and I can't mess up. I can't make a mistake.
You mentioned the winds piling up and the win streak. It's at 11 right now. Of course, famously, Zenyatta did not lose until the final race of her career, 19 for 20. You were aboard for most of those. You've been aboard for all of these. How important is keeping that undefeated streak to you?
Oh, well, geez, I mean, you ask any kid that starts playing baseball and they start a winning streak, or you ask Tom Brady, or you ask any great baseball player, whoever it is that's playing any sport, man, you start a winning streak, you don't want it to end. I mean, it's extremely important. And the more you win, the more the pressure becomes, and that's what's great about sports. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, the more pressure, the better it is for everyone, I think.
Again, talking to Hall of Famer Mike Smith. Mike, are you glad that Jerry and Mr. Porter didn't run her against Colts this year? You think that would have been a task she'd have been up for as well?
Oh, I love the game plan. I think it's been amazing. Why not just keep her with her own same sex? I mean, why even go there now? I mean, our plan wasn't to run in the Classic this year anyway, so why even mess with it? The great thing about her is Mr. Porter is doing well, and he seems to want to run her again next year, and maybe that's the time that we can kind of experiment a little bit and start stepping outside the box a little more. But again, you know, to step up with the kind of fillies that we're going to step up with in Distaff, I mean, you might as well run in the Classic, you know, kind of. These fillies are just as capable of running in the Classic and winning it as any of the boys are. I mean, this Distaff is going to be probably, if not the best Distaff ever, definitely one of the top three of all time.
I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here. You think she's the filly to beat in the Distaff?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't really say that put me on the spot, Anthony. I would say that, and respectfully so to the other fillies and to Songbird as well, I would have to say that anyone would kind of say that. I think she'll go in being favored. Now, in saying that, I'm not saying by no means that we're going to win this race. I mean, we have a job to do, and it's going to be extremely difficult. But I think she deserves to go in probably the favorite. I wouldn't argue that point, not even a little bit.
You're afraid of either of those? Do you have a preference?
I'm afraid of everybody. I'm afraid of the pony horses ponying next to me. Are you kidding me? Everybody. And that's the way I go into every race with period. I'm scared of everybody in there. There isn't one horse that I'm not scared of. And for someone to go in and say, well, I ain't scared of him, well, you can talk all you want, but trust me, it'll happen, buddy. This game will humble you. It's faster than any game could possibly humble you, and you take no one lightly, and they're animals. They're human, you know, they're living creatures. You know, anything could go wrong, and it's over. It's done.
Well, you've been at the top of this game for a very long time, my friend, and you deserve all the success. You've had 22 Breeders' Cup wins, a few thousand dollars shy of $29 million in earnings on the biggest stage. Hall of Famer Mike Smith, nice enough to take some time out of an off day, by the way, not lost on us here at HRR Nation, Mike. Thanks for taking some time out on an off day, and good luck in a couple of weeks out at the Great Race Place for the Breeders' Cup World Championships.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. So, and tell your dad I said hello.
I will, Mike. Thanks a lot.